I'm just getting ready to go to the airport. Time is short. But yesterday evening we had a long kirtan that I forgot to record. And prior to that, we had a meeting about Navaraja Mahima in terms of reproduction and printing. That was a good meeting. We're scheduling printing for the spring. It's still on schedule, and as much as possible, if devotees can make their orders, those who want to purchase the set, make their orders in advance. And we're closing in. The end is definitely in sight. And then I also had the opportunity to spend some time with some prospective disciples and spoke with them briefly about the substance of accepting a spiritual master and the substance of initiation and the substance of spiritual master disciple relationship. We see that in Shastra and Srila Prabhupada's explanation of it in this book, so much emphasis is there on accepting a guru and taking initiation, and we see that that's something that without exception generally devotees are very keen on, enthusiastic for, and consider rightly so a real milestone in their spiritual life. However, the qualifier on this, which is something that it also receives mention, but not as much as these initial steps, is what we is the following the orders of the spiritual master, dedicating one's life to his instructions and not deviating from them. Generally, the cultural and historical context of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic literature is that once you give a vow, once you take a vow, then you keep it. Whereas, as we know, in Kali Yuga, this last leg of religion that's waning fast is truthfulness, and part of truthfulness is that one doesn't necessarily keep one's vow, one doesn't necessarily keep one's word. A good excuse is satisfactory, often, or to reason, in order not to follow regulative principles, in order not to chant 16 rounds, in order not to be submissive to spiritual master, in order to have some type of other philosophical outlook. Whereas in the past it was understood, once you give your word, you keep your word. Nowadays, instead, what is more indicative of how someone has accepted a guru, how someone is really being initiated, is what happens 5, 10, 20 years down the road. Are they still submissive, humble disciples? Are they still following, taking the order of spiritual masters, their life and soul? In other words, that substance which diksha and the acceptance of a spiritual master represents, is that substance still alive and well? Vastu. That vastu is the essential point. Although, yes, devotees should take very seriously these landmarks of the initiation ceremony, the acceptance ceremony, the second initiation ceremony, but they're meant to be representing a increased inner commitment. And it's that inner commitment that's something that we need to often focus on, not necessarily what it requires to achieve these external steps. How much have we actually given of ourselves to our spiritual master. How much have we really embraced this concept that, yes, the order of the spiritual master is one's life and soul, that he's Shakshad Hari, and that one is going forward with that type of real substantial conviction and commitment in Krishna consciousness. Those will be the real disciples, the real devotees, the devotees who really meet with success, who have this yasya devi pra bhakti tata devi tata guru, this unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna. And time tells. Time certainly tells. And so in this, like in many other issues in Krishna consciousness, we should always look at the substance. Don't be distracted or satisfied particularly by just the external formalities, but make sure that that substantial commitment is there, and be the type of people for whom the substance is, and commitment to that substance is the guiding principle of our lives, is the compass that directs our lives. In other words, being deep rather than sticking to the externals, which means being shallow. And that type of commitment, that type of commitment to real substance is what makes us actually attractive to Krishna. For it's when Krishna actually feels that he has, he can have faith in us. For if we're able to actually commit ourselves to his representative, then it's understood that we'll be able to also commit ourselves to him. And that was the line of discussion that we had yesterday, something that I thought noteworthy to repeat now. And now I'm headed out the door, and we'll be in touch tomorrow from Scotland. Hare Krishna.